cupped hands. As in a dream, my two hands formed a cup holding chickpeas, poured from the vessel where they had been stored 2,000 years or more, and then dug up, underground and somnolent, until this dig on Thera. A photo was taken, for National Geographic, if I'm not mistaken, my cupped hands modeling the human scale. It was a chance encounter. I recall being told by someone in the know these peas were edible and tasty, too, cooked long enough in water, salt, and oil. Desiccated, tiny, how could it be something so ancient still could yield good food? Bounded by a nutshell, Hamlet said, or curled inside a lentil or chickpea, I could count myself a king of infinite space, except that nightmares troubled him. My hands and what they held, was this a dream? No, I believe it really happened, but it happened half a century ago in Santorini. All those years condensed, buried, then brought to light, confound the sense of how to tell the dreamed of from the true. Why did that trivial image now come back? Memory's long train of tattered lace trails behind the gown in which I pace and pulls along surprises in its wake. What those seeds contained must have been time, whose hidden harvest, when it's excavated, yields a lavish crop to be translated into some new nourishment, like rhyme.